Hello, and welcome to Monco on the Move podcast. I'm Jared Brown, Assistant Dean of Academic Affairs at Monco's Pottstown campus. Today's show is an exciting one, especially for me, because I get to reunite with a longtime colleague and friend who has recently joined the Monco family. Her name is Dr. Stephanie Allen, and she is the Director of Equity, Diversity, and Belonging here at the college. Stephanie and I started our friendship, right?
Yeah.
Working together at Westchester University of Pennsylvania. She's been at the college here at Monco for about 6 months. So without further ado, welcome, Dr. Allen. It is so great to have you here and to chat and to learn about you and what you've done thus far here at Montgomery County Community College.
It's so good to be here with you, Jared. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. So we go way back, right?
We certainly do.
Like way back.
Way, way back.
Like higher ed is very small.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Okay. So you're relatively new to the college. So why don't we start with you telling me a little bit about yourself and your journey?
Sure. So actually, Jared, if we go way back, we met when I was a grad assistant. I know. I was an early professional at Westchester University, where I obtained my bachelor's degree in comm studies under the tutelage of Dr. Tim Brown, who is also here.
Also I know.
Monco.
It's all of our friends are joining the Monco family.
Yes.
We love it.
Yeah, so I received that bachelor's in communication studies and then moved on to obtain my master's degree in counselor education from also Westchester. And then, you know, took some time in the professional world and figuring out exactly kind of what higher ed meant and bounced to a few institutions. And then I ended up at Widener University, where I most recently completed my doctorate degree. So
woo-hoo,
exciting to
Dr. Allen.
Yes, excited to finish that that chapter and really apply and be a scholar practitioner and apply what I learned.
So education has always been a passion. Can you tell us about that? And my second question is, where did you find this drive and this focus for equity, diversity, and inclusion work?
Yes. So to take you back, my love for higher ed actually started when I was itty bitty.
Okay.
I have an older sister. She's about 6 years older. And she, you know, as the college process, you know, you get into your junior and senior year.
Mm-hmm.
She used to get these prospect cards. Everyone might be familiar. Prospect cards where she had to fill out her name and her address. And I would steal all of them. And I would hide.
Stephanie.
I would hide in our upstairs restroom and I would fill them all out. And my mom used to always say, Stephanie, you cannot go to college yet. Why are you filling those out? But it excited me to be a part of the academy at an early age.
Wow.
And also to think about the things that were on TV during that time. So The Cosby Show,
right,
in a different world. And so those were the next logical step, the pathway that
right,
my parents were painting for me always led to higher ed.
Hmm.
And I've always just had a very special place for the institutions in my heart. When it comes to equity, diversity, and inclusion, I will say that it's a little personal for me.
Yeah.
As a woman of color, as a woman that is also raising a black son, you know, I have a very clear lens on what has happened in our lives.
Right.
And I would really like to try to help avoid that if I could help avoid someone else experiencing some of those things. And when I say that, I'm not just talking personally, but I'm also talking about for other groups, other demographics, whether it's LGBTQIA, whether it's veterans, whether it's those that are in a different social economic class, whether it's, you know, our non-traditional learners that might be more seasoned and older and out of the
our
job
seniors,
market.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so just making sure that everyone has this experience that is authentic, where they feel a sense of belonging, where they don't have to fit in and assimilate and code switch, but are able to be themselves in their space and know that there is going to be equity and equality and all those buzzwords that are very, very real when you're walking in some of these shoes. And so that's that's kind of how I feel about equity, diversity, and belonging.
Right.
It's personal, but it's also when you look at everyone's experience, you want people to remember that all of this work, at mm-hmm. the end of the day, when you boil it all down, it comes down to simply being a good human being.
Right, kind.
And being kind.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what the work boils down to. And sometimes being kind means that we have to kind of address the elephant in the room.
Right.
And that elephant in the room is oftentimes fear.
Mm-hmm.
We sometimes can be fearful as individuals, as humans. We can be fearful of the things that we don't know.
Yeah.
And when you don't know, that's my opportunity as the EDB person at Monco to kind of open those gates to educate the community and say, listen, what you don't know, you don't know.
Uh-huh.
But let's get into a space so we can talk about it and learn mm-hmm. from each other and move this work forward so that everyone, whether it's faculty, staff, administration, students, external community, mm-hmm. they are having the absolute best experience. And that's the goal.
I love it. It's so great to hear your perspective about that. I tend to think about we belong to these little communities mm-hmm. that we identify with, we feel comfortable in. But I think it's so important to get outside of those communities mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. learn from each other and engage. I know as a communication scholar myself, I always tell my students, I said, imagine if I only spoke to and communicated with other bald white guys.
Mm-hmm.
It would be boring.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all we talk about is we have no hair, you know, yeah. all of these things, right?
Right.
But theory shows that when you communicate outside of your community, you actually become a better communicator because you're listening, you're picking up those cues, you're 100%. Understanding, you're showing up when you need to show up. So I think it's so important, so valid, and I'm so glad that you're here doing this work and taking on this initiative and this role. I think it's needed, and I'm also applaud our senior leadership for putting it at the forefront of what we need to be doing as a community college.
Absolutely.
So, great. Tell us about what you're hoping to accomplish in your role. I know that you probably have many goals. But can you share a few with us of some of those wins
sure.
you would like to see for
sure.
our community?
Sure. So since I've been here, I have been doing a few things,
mm-hmm.
you know, learning, observing, listening
mm-hmm.
Are all on the forefront. But the work still has to move while we're doing all of those
right.
things. So, you know, Monco, we were able to have safe space trainings. We were able to really dive into baseline currently with some gender diversity conversations
mm-hmm.
around pronouns. And so that work is still going to be moving forward. But with that, with the work of gender diversity and pronouns, we also have to be very careful with how we do the work. And
mm-hmm.
so we want to be intentional. So we're taking our time to make sure we're dotting all our I's and crossing our T's. I also, during my time already, if you didn't catch me in September, I was doing the coffee and conversation as an introduction to
yeah.
Joining the college. So that was amazing. And getting to see some of my colleagues and have some of that very initial, some of those initial conversations was great. And also have been chairing the President's Advisory Council on Equity and Social Justice. You know, the council has so many goals and there's so many things, right, that we want to focus on. But we have split our group into three committees where it's focused on student experience and retention. It's focusing on mentoring and programming. And it's also focused, obviously, on the presidential symposium, which I can't wait to talk about in
yeah.
hopefully a little bit in this interview. But I, you know, have hit the ground really running. But also, I'm one of those people that love to take big chunks out of the pie.
Mm-hmm.
And I oftentimes have to remind myself that you have to slow and steady wins the race.
Yep.
And so we are going to be doing some intentional work, keeping ourselves accountable and really moving things forward. You know, it's been a pleasure being here these last 6 months. I feel as though we have goals around collaborating and partnering with external and internal folks and really figuring out what the students want and need and listening to them. And so, you know, we, at the end of the day, the most important goal is what is going to, answering the question as to what is going to make our community the absolute best and how can we sustain that? And so whatever that looks like after I'm done with the observing and the listening, which will be ongoing, we're going to map out a really good plan. And we're going to push that forward, you know, with the leadership of Dr. Vicky, of course.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the plan, but also support the plan.
So just so you know, that's happening.
All right.
I know you're a champion.
So the 2023 Presidential Symposium on Diversity. Tell us a little bit about it. It is marked on my calendar.
Yes, it is a three-day event. If you aren't thinking about showing up, you are going to miss an epic opportunity to get engaged with our community. So this is the first time it's ever been 3 days, and it will be a residency. So Dr. Loren Carey will be coming. She's an activist and author. She has written multiple books and has plays and is just absolutely phenomenal. She'll be spending 2 days with us. The very first day will be our kickoff and our keynote, where she will be talking about belonging and what that means to her, and really tie in the symposium theme of inspiring beyond inclusion. Mm. And when you inspire beyond inclusion, you get to that belonging piece. Mm-hmm. So she'll be here, and we're excited about it. But after she does the kickoff, she'll be hosting a book signing. There will be free books available, first come, first serve. A little plug there. And then after that first day, we'll have an opportunity. Dr. Dawes will be having a student conversation cafe where the students will be able to engage in further dialogue around the sense of belonging and what that means at Monco. Yeah. So then the second day, day two, will be at the Pottstown campus.
Woohoo!
Yes! And so we will have a book chat, a fireside book chat. Yeah. So if you have not purchased the book yet, Black Ice, purchase it on Amazon so you can read it beforehand. But again, more books will be, free books will be available for first come, first serve. But we'll have a book discussion, and we'll be really breaking down the book and, you know, what Dr. Carey was feeling during certain times, because the Black Ice is, in fact, a memoir of sorts. She really speaks to her experience. She went to a predominantly white boarding school, and she really demonstrated resiliency and character and integrity as she navigated that space. And so she'll be sharing some of that with us. Again, after that book chat, that fireside book chat, there will be another opportunity to get your book signed. Light refreshments. So please come to the book signing. And also, after that, we will have virtual sessions. I will tell you, I am very excited about Dr. Carey coming. Mm-hmm. But you know what has me a little bit even more excited?
All right, what's going on?
Listen, we have faculty and staff that have signed up to host workshops.
They are
facilitating workshops over these 3 days.
Great.
So we get to hear from our colleagues.
Yeah.
What have they been working on? What are they passionate about? I am thrilled. I read these proposals, and they run the gamut. They are going to be so engaging. It is open to everyone. So whether you're a Monco student, in the community, administrator, whoever.
An alum. Yeah.
You can engage in these conversations, all virtual, all will be on the website. And I'm just so excited for my colleagues to really share out what they're passionate about, all still running that thread through in regards to a sense of belonging.
Right.
And so just really excited for my colleagues. It is going to be an epic event. But that's not all. I'm not done.
Okay.
It gets better.
All right.
And who knows, we might still add some things to the schedule. But we are also doing a service project throughout the three-day symposium.
Cool.
And so we will be collecting non-perishable items for our food pantry.
Awesome.
We know that our students have food insecurity.
Yep.
We know that that is a very real thing. And so if we can support our students in that way as well and collect non-perishable items so that they can eat, because my dad used to tell me, you cannot do school if you are hungry.
No.
And so we want to make sure that our students have everything that they need. So that will be our service project. So I'm excited for that as well.
That is great.
I know. It's going to be an amazing event.
So for those who attend, what is your hope for them to feel, see, do, or think about after they attend one or all 3 days?
Yes. So my hope for the attendees will be to leave that space feeling empowered,
yeah,
uplifted, engaged, I would love for the participants to leave the campuses and really start having a discussion within themselves in regards to what can I do to help move this forward?
Right.
Whether it's something in your personal life, whether it's in your professional life, but how can I ensure that I'm all ears into making sure that people are having the best experience?
Yeah.
Really doing an accountability check after this event.
Yeah.
Right? Having those aha moments where it's like, maybe I am moving in fear. Maybe I do need to just ask a question and have a conversation. You know, I think that sometimes folks think that having the conversation, I don't want to offend anyone.
I know.
But it's okay to ask a question.
Yeah.
It's okay to say, I'm not quite clear. I don't want to be offensive.
Right.
Can you provide clarity around X, Y, Z, whatever that is? And so really engaging folks and encouraging them to have the conversations. The more conversation and dialogue that we have around these topics of EDB, the better off we'll be. And the
absolutely.
More we can grow.
Absolutely. You know, through uncomfortableness and identifying that uncomfortableness, but then also knowing what to do with it and how to navigate it, I think is important.
Yeah.
And, you know, I try to break down a lot of assumptions that we have about certain communities. You know, we assume things. We're socialized in that way, unfortunately, a lot of times to say, well, you look, dress, talk, act like this, so you must be this.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to rewire those parts of our brains. Mm-hmm. We need to really think about how that marginalizes people, how that can really not give people an opportunity to present them their full self.
Mm-hmm.
And so I applaud your work. I think it's going to be much needed. It's going to be phenomenal. And knowing you, it will have the cherry on top for all 3 days. So I'm sure it's going to be great.
I'm so excited.
So confirm this for me.
Sure.
If for our listeners, they want details, they can go online. That's probably the best place for them to go at mc3.edu/symposium.
Absolutely.
Is that
That's
right?
The place. That's
is that
the,
where they need to go?
That is the link.
All right. And do you have any closing thoughts for our listeners?
No, I'm just really excited to be here. It has been the absolute best 6 months of my professional career thus far, besides the time I spent with you at Westchester. But no, it's been amazing. It's great to be reunited with old colleagues and meeting new with the leadership of Dr. Vicky. I'm just beyond thrilled to see the great work that we're going to do at Monco.
Right.
It is a priority. This, you know, it's not a checkbox for Monco.
No, and not
so
at all.
It feels very good to be here and to be part of this work. So.
Yeah. Well, knowing you and your focus on students, and it goes back to what you said when we started, that you wanted to be in higher ed, you wanted to be here, I think that passion continues to drive you, and it will continue to drive you as you support faculty, students, staff, our community members, and alumni work through what is such important conversations.
Absolutely.
So, happy that you are here, and we appreciate you being on this Monco on the Move podcast.
Thank you.
It's been great getting to know you a bit better. I did learn from our conversation, just so you know. And it sounds like this year's presidential symposium will be incredible and outstanding, and I'm looking forward to supporting it, and best of luck. Thank you for coming and talking with us. Special thanks to our sound recording and music technology alumni, Quincenta, who produced today's show. And I would like to thank everyone for listening to the Monco on the Move podcast. Check back soon to hear more stories from our Monco family. Until next time, I'm Jared Brown, and thanks again for listening.
Thanks for listening to Monco on the Move. Students at Montgomery County Community College working in the sound recording and music technology program record, edit, and produce this podcast. Check out mc3.edu/onthemove to listen to our latest episode or download our podcast on your favorite podcast app. You can also learn about the latest episodes by following us on social media. Have a guest in mind you think would be great for the podcast? Email Eric Devlin
at edevlin@mc3.edu or Diane Van Dyke at dvandyke@mc3.edu. And come back next time to find out more about what's happening at your community college and catch our Montco Momentum.